You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
As you've been hearing in our news, management at the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Centre are to implement measures to ensure that more of its 1.6 million visitors spend even more time in Clare. Bus companies who are looking to bring new services to the Cliffs are being told they must now also bring tourists to another fee-paying attraction in Clare and have the group stay overnight here and arrive at the Cliffs at off-peak times. The move is being implemented to ease congestion at peak times in particular. Yesterday I discussed this with the Acting Director of the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Centre, Dunica Lynch, and with Leonard Cleary of Clare County Council. He's also a board member with the Cliffs of Moher. Last year, as I say, 1.6 million visitors, or just under that, went to the North Clare attraction, and I asked Dunica first of all for his assessment of that figure.
It's quite encouraging, Gavin, to be honest with you. We've seen an increase in our fully independent segment, the travellers coming to the Cliffs via car. So they're now making up 55% of our total visitors, and it's an increase of 42,000 on 2017. So,
okay. Is there an ideal number? You can have, in a place like the Cliffs, with all the infrastructure around it, you can have too many visitors. You can have too many buses, too many cars.
You can, absolutely, at certain times. So that leads on to our new dynamic pricing model. So we introduced a new dynamic pricing model in April last year, and I suppose the auspice of that model was to try and spread that visitors throughout the day. So it's cheaper, it's 50% cheaper to come in the morning, and it's 50% cheaper to come in the evening. And they're the times of day that we have plenty capacity on site. It's actually a more enjoyable experience. If you come in the mornings and you come in the evenings, you get to enjoy the sunset. You come in the mornings, it's much quieter, there's less people on site. Mm-hmm. So that model was brought in to try and spread that business out throughout the day.
Are the public responding to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've seen in the summer months, we saw a 15% increase in the visitor numbers throughout those periods. So we had 15% increase in the off-peak as opposed to the peak. So sure, we've seen good successes there.
But is there a danger that those times will eventually become even busier again, and then you don't really get a relief, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose we have, from my own perspective, we have plenty of capacity, Gavin. If I brought you to the Cliffs at 8 o'clock in the morning, we've loads of capacity up until 11 o'clock. The site, it's quite enjoyable. There's very little people on site. And again, after 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the evening, in the summer particularly, the site is much more enjoyable. We have plenty of capacity. We have a 14-acre site at the Cliffs of Moher. It's a quite large expanse, quite large site. We have nearly a kilometre of walking platforms to enjoy the view of the cliffs. So I suppose we have the capacity in those times to allow the visitor to enjoy the Cliffs of Moher experience.
Okay, Leonard Cleary is with us as well. He's part of Clare County Council. He's a member of the board of the Cliffs of Moher as well. Maybe just the same question to yourself, Leonard. Your assessment of that visitor number, and how many is too many? Are we close to that point yet?
That's it. I suppose, firstly, good morning, Gavin. Firstly, what we're thinking in terms of the future of the Cliffs of Moher is to move to more sustainable tourism models, so that we don't, I suppose, opt in for a saturation or a mass tourism. What we're trying to do is to space and pace the number of visitors over the duration of a day and over the duration of the season. And through that dynamic pricing model, we're trying to change visitor behaviour, but we're also trying to serve the community in County Clare better, both in terms of towns and villages, but also with the tourists. So by shifting the visitor flow at different times of the day, we're trying to retain the visitor spend in local villages, because if they're longer in the county, or they're arriving earlier, or they're overnighting, then they are obviously going to have to purchase a number of items, hospitality, etc., in the county. Also, I suppose, in terms of overall performance, the quality of the visitor coming to County Clare, by growing the FIT business, you're looking then at a higher yield for tourism.
And because people who drive in cars are more likely to stop for dinners and lunches people who are being ferried in buses from the other side of the country.
They have to refuel the car and they have to stop, and then they're more flexible as well to adjust their itinerary. And if they see a little tourism gem on their route, or they come to a village somewhere in County Clare, or somewhere in the Hidden Heartlands brand, or in the Wild Atlantic Way, they've that opportunity just to tailor the product, or to absorb what they want to do.
So ideally, would you like to see fewer bus tours?
I suppose what we'd like to see is that the bus tours that are coming to County Clare, that they would overnight, ideally, in County Clare. So we wouldn't like less numbers, but what we would like is a longer stay and a different, I suppose, experience, that they would take in other visitor attractions in the two brands that are serving Clare, the Hidden Heartlands and the Wild Atlantic Way, that you'd get the overnight, and ultimately, of course, you're creating employment in those service industries.
Maybe actually I'll go back to Dunica on that point, because you'd like to see that. You are also looking to make changes so that we do see more of that. Tell me about your plans for 2019 with regards to bus tours.
Yeah, absolutely. So an element of our trade, our coach tours is our day tour market. So we've introduced new license requirements in 2019. So if you are a day tour operator and you'd like to apply to the Cliffs of Moher for a stop approval, you now have to, one, offer an overnight accommodation package in your tour. You have to visit another fee-paying attraction, and you have to visit at certain times.
And
you have to
do
visit
all of those things.
All of those things. So you have to visit at certain times, because as you just said, Gavin, there we are at capacity at certain times during the year, particularly during the summer at peak times. So if you apply for a route license to us, a stop approval, you have to fulfil that criteria in order for us to sign off on that.
How has that gone down with bus operators?
Some resistance, absolutely. You know, they come back and say there's certain restrictions in relation to tachograph, etc. But I suppose we have to provide more of a sustainable tourism model, as Leonard said, to the county. We have to increase the dwell time in the county, and we see the coach operators there. Some of them have come back with some negative feedback in relation to, but we're working with them in relation to that. So if they're going to visit another fee-paying attraction, if they're going to offer an overnight accommodation, so we can point them in the direction of those attractions and of those accommodation providers to work with them in relation to that.
And that has to be in County Clare?
Absolutely.
Because this is a Clare County Council run and looking after the interests of Clare County Council. Does it affect the buses that are already travelling to the Cliffs, or those that have been travelling up to 2018?
No, the current route licences, the terms and conditions in relation to the current route licences cannot be amended. So it's for any future day tour operators looking to stop at the Cliffs of Moher.
Or I presume current operators adding additional services?
Absolutely. They would have to fulfil the same criteria.
Okay. Why did you make that change?
I suppose, again, it's
a bold enough step. I'm not aware of it happening anywhere else.
No, it's in context of again, the tourism strategy, I suppose, working closely with Leonard and the Rural Development Tourism Team, that we feel that we have to provide a more sustainable model for the county. Like, I'm a Clare man, I'm a passionate Clare man. I grew up in the hospitality industry. I'd like to see a more benefit from the visitors, the Cliffs of Moher, to the county.
Mm. Yeah, just on the bigger picture then, Gavin, we're currently going to tender for a Cliffs of Moher strategy, and that'll be an opportunity again just to take the pulse of the Cliffs of Moher as a business operation, as a tourism product, and how we market the cliffs, but equally to listen to the views of the tourism industry on the ground and the local communities. So that strategy will be taking place over the next 18 months, and it's a plan essentially up to the next up to the year 2040 and in line with the National Development Plan, because the Cliffs of Moher is a national tourism attraction as well as serving County Clare. And as a servant of County Clare, we've dwelt on the way it can perform better by focusing more on the free independent traveller business. So we'll be bringing in consultants to listen to a range of views and to plot a way forward for the Cliffs of Moher into the future. That will of course include major capital investment. We have already invested $33 million in the visitor facility there, the visitor centre, $1.7 million just in the last 12 months in the new coach park. But we do see the need to provide further investment, but with a view to slowing down the visitor experience so that their dwell time on site at the Cliffs of Moher is in a sustainable way, and that they have a higher dwell time than in the local villages.
Will that infrastructural spend look at some of the traffic issues that occur near the cliffs?
Yes. Yes, certainly. It'll look at the intermediate zone around the Cliffs of Moher. It'll also look at the wider access as visitors, free independent travellers and tour coaches enter County Clare, but also to look at maybe how we could utilise other arrangements as to how people access the Cliffs of Moher. So we're thinking outside the box and looking at maybe how local villages could be a base for a visitor who pops up to the Cliffs of Moher then on site briefly.
Some more park and ride facilities or that sort of stuff.
We're certainly open to looking at all options. Okay. Everything is on the table, and that's, I suppose, why we're bringing in some international expertise to help us develop that strategy. Okay. And it's happening then in the context of a Clare tourism strategy as well, which is happening in parallel. And that's looking at tourism in Clare at a broad level and how the tourism product and the marketing of County Clare can happen. So the Cliffs of Moher and the visitor numbers that we're I suppose celebrating the success of today are happening in the context of thinking around how we can change, adjust our model, and how we can serve County Clare better.
While we talk about visitor numbers at the outset of this interview, your strategy is not aimed at necessarily more visitors, but better quality from those visitors and to those visitors as well, giving them more time in County Clare and the county reaping the benefits
That. Higher yield to County Clare, and also to serve the rest of the tourism industry in Clare and to partner up with other visitor attractions.
Do you have any concerns this could stymie or slow down visitor number growth?
No, I don't think so. I think we know.
Well, I mean, if, for example, you've made it more difficult now for buses to come to the Cliffs. They've got many more requirements and some of them could go elsewhere as a result. And you've got very good reasons for that. I don't mean that as a criticism.
No, absolutely.
But it's hard to see that it's not going to impact visitor numbers if that's the case.
I suppose coming to the Cliffs tomorrow is about an experience, Gavin. You're coming, like, Ireland isn't a cheap holiday destination. A lot of people would have saved for a number of months. If you take the US market, that's our highest market. You know, they've saved, it's their vacation, they're coming for the experience. So it's the experience they're coming from, they're coming to experience County Clare, the people, they come and see the Cliffs. So we're about the experience as such, and delivering that experience to the visitor is one of the key aspects of my position, for want of a better word.
How are you looking for 2019?
We'd be hoping on the same lines of growth. Where we're seeing growth, to be honest with you, Gavin, is in the shoulder months. We saw double digit growth in, would you believe, February, March last year, and again October, November, December. So the season is getting shorter and shorter, and when we're getting our growth, it isn't the summer months, because you said we have certain capacity issues. It's in the off season, the shoulder months. So you know, we've emerging markets coming through, the Chinese market, etc. So they actually visit in you know, October, November, in the off season. So we're hopeful maybe that the visitor numbers will be along the same lines as 2018.
Sure. Does the Irish Open affect you, plus or negative?
It's a positive. Absolutely, it's a positive
for the county.
It's a positive for the county.
For that week, you might be quieter.
No, absolutely. But it's a market. It'd be great exposure for the county, I think, you know, and there's talks in relation to the Irish with the European Tour in relation to maybe utilising the Cliffs for some of the PR in relation to the European Tour, but absolutely it's a positive. It might be a negative for that week, absolutely we'll have certain traffic restrictions, etc., but it's definitely a positive in the long term.
And that is Dunica Lynch, Acting Director of the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Experience, and Leonard Cleary of Clare County Council, both speaking with me yesterday.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.